Welcome into In Touch with Southeast Iowa. Today I talked to Wapello Police Chief Wayne Crump about a government program that helped them acquire a military surplus vehicle. First off here, how did you find out about this program?
We found out about through other agencies, other law enforcement entities.
So you were able to acquire this 2011 U.S. military Humvee free of charge?
Correct. Yeah, we just had to go and pick it up at Fort McCoy, Wisconsin, and then bring it back.
Was this used for military purposes?
I believe it was. It had 7,000 miles on it when we picked it up.
Were you needing a new vehicle there at the police department?
I was looking at getting a four-wheel drive because we didn't have one. And the last snowstorm was pretty hard on us. So we were looking to get one, and we actually been working on it for about a year.
And is this a government program?
Yes.
Do a lot of people take advantage of this, or do not a lot of people know about this?
I believe, it's restricted to law enforcement entities, the program we're in, and I believe there's more and more agencies that are coming on board with it. I do know that when we were up there picking up that, when we met some officers from the department in Indiana that was up there as well, picking up Humvees.
Alrighty, so it's kind of a national thing. People are...
Correct.
Alrighty. What's the next step? Do you guys have to put like lights on it and stuff like that?
Well, we have leftover equipment from years past. We do have lights, radios, and things of that, so we're not going to have to go out and buy those. It's extra equipment we have here. We're just going to go ahead and outfit it with those.
Are you going to have to paint it or anything like that?
We've been talking about painting it the same color as our squad cars, or painting it black, either one. Right now, currently, it's camouflage, drab, olive green color.
What is this going to be used for, mainly?
We're going to use it like in inclement weather. If there's something that happens out in the field, this would be a perfect vehicle to run across the field if we're requested for mutual aid assistance. You know, when the snow gets pretty bad, we need to get around town. Squad cars are pretty hard to get around town and when the snow's bad, and this will just go right through the snow.
Now, is there more things that having a big truck like this, does that open other things up for you that you're able to do as a police department?
Well, we could, sheriff's department needs us for any purpose to, you know, like I said, out in the rural areas, this would be perfect to run through to assist them if they need any help with anything.
How big is this vehicle?
It has a very wide wheelbase. It sits up pretty high. It's larger than your average Jeep.
Are your officers going to need a different class of license for it, or...? Is there anything else that you'd like to add or you'd like the community to know about this?
It's a great program. When the items are go to surplus, I think it's wonderful that they let law enforcement acquire them for free. When we are finished with this, we do have to return this back to the U.S. Army. So, like, some of this is something we cannot sell, but when we're finished using it, we give it back to them. So I don't expect that to be for quite a while. There's only 7,000 miles on it, so we're going to be using it for quite a long time.
Alrighty, and is there like a go-to person if a local law enforcement agency was interested in being a part of this program?
Yes, they'd need to contact Catherine Blake. She's with the Division of Narcotics Enforcement. She's the LESO coordinator up in Des Moines.
Alrighty, good deal. Well, I appreciate the time you've given me here today, and I hope that new truck works out well for you.
Okay, thanks so much, Nathan.
That was my conversation with Wapello Police Chief Wayne Crump for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.